It'll be a fantastic thing if it happens. It will be a giant white horse with rather grey hocks, I have to say. It'll be so tall that a man standing beside it will be roughly the height of one of the hoofs. It'll stand on a little, very muddy today, hillock, but because that part of Kent is so flat, it has the most extraordinary view for about 10 miles in every direction. So a lot of people ought to be able to see at least the tips of the ears of this horse if it happens.
Mark Wallinger, the Turner Prize winning artist who's designed this structure, and he's done horses before, hasn't he? They're a bit of a theme in his work.
He has indeed. In fact, I discovered yesterday that he's still got a very active interest in horses. He bought a racehorse with friends some years ago and named it A Real Work of Art. Apparently she's still alive. He's not absolutely certain what's happened to her, but she did reasonably well. But he still owns a leg of a horse called Red Riviera, Riviera Red, which was running in the 1440 at Lingfield yesterday afternoon and won.
Fantastic. Very, double triumph for Mark Wallinger.
I have to say he was slightly more worried about the 1440 at Lingfield than he was about the outcome of his 50-metre horse in Kent.
So, I mean, we sort of understand why Mark Wallinger may have wanted to do a horse for this project, but why is a giant horse appropriate for North Kent?
Well, there are lots of horsey connections. Lots of people in Kent would have liked to see this horse, not structural engineers, just people living nearby, rearing on its back legs, which is part of the coat of arms of Kent. And, of course, there are chalk horses, there are chalk carvings. There's a great tradition of horse breeding in Kent. There were certainly a lot of people there until very recently who would have had very small holdings, which they no longer needed horses to work, but would have kept a horse in the backyard just because that's what you always do. So it was a very horsey part of the world. And even looking around today, it's a very scrapyard, warehouse, carved up by railways and motorways part of the countryside. But you can still look around and see little muddy fields with a surprising number of horses, not 10 miles from where Mark's horse will stand.
The public's not always well disposed to public artworks. I mean, this project is being likened to Anthony Gormley's Angel of the North, the sculpture in Gateshead, which erected in 1998 and has been hugely popular. Will this horse be as successful as that?
Well, I have to say, people absolutely hated the idea of the Angel of the North before it was built and only came to love it afterwards. I found very mixed opinions in the town. Swanscombe's had a hard time. That's a little town that's just on the edge of this site and would become part of the much bigger development. It's lost a lot of jobs. It's lost a lot of heavy industrial jobs. People are feeling quite hard done by. Nevertheless, a lot of people thought the idea was inherently funny and entertaining. And a few people, a surprising number of people actually, thought it was a gesture of hope in the area, something they thought was rather fantastic happening on their doorstep. And the children in the local school, there's a really flash new community school directly opposite the site, and their art rooms look down on what will be the site, and those children are wild with excitement about it. They're already all making little model horses, and they've been doing lots of research on Mark Wallinger, and they were giving him quite a hard time actually at the launch. They were asking him questions about his work which he was struggling to answer in some cases. So there's a buzz there already. There's a considerable amount of cynicism. People would prefer jobs to white horses. But I was surprised at how much affection there was for the idea already.
You've been careful, Maeve, to use the words "if it gets built" and the fact that it's at the moment just an idea. What needs to happen before this becomes a reality?
Well, I thought that was the really interesting one. I mean, this scheme was launched in a blaze of publicity a year ago with really big artists in the competition. Rachel Whiteread was in, didn't make it even into the shortlist. Richard Deacon, another Turner Prize winner, made it onto the shortlist. Big names, blaze of optimism, huge commercial development, you know, an economy that at that stage still looked maybe faltering slightly, but basically booming. To say the landscape has changed now is a serious understatement. And I was struck by how down some of the commercial backers of this project were. And they were saying, if, not when. It is just conceivable that somebody would raise enough money to build a horse as a kind of standalone flagship of an enterprise to come. But it was intended to be part of a very big commercial development. And it's the commercial development that looks like the fantasy now, not the giant white horse.